So namaste and welcome. Hope everyone's hanging in there. It's a full-on weekend. And you know, you're almost through, you almost made it. There's just these two more sessions. And you survived, and then you can just watch the resistance evaporate. But on a more serious note, it is worth mentioning that a retreat like this will bring things to the surface, let's just say, resistance, doubts, anything that's kind of lurking in there. And that's one of the functions of retreat. So we mustn't look at that as a failure if that happens. We can look at that as a success, in fact, that we are allowing ourselves the space and the time for these things to come to the surface. And that spending a lot of time in meditation is going to allow things to come to the surface. And that there's nothing wrong when that happens. It doesn't mean that we're failing. It doesn't mean that we're not getting anywhere. It doesn't mean we're doing it wrong. In fact, it means we're doing it right. And it's always a little suspicious, you know, when somebody, for me, somebody can sort of glide right through a weekend retreat and not feel any disturbance at all the way through. So if you are or have been feeling disturbed, then you're absolutely right on track. So I just wanted to take a moment before we do this meditation together to, again, just to refocus on why we're here. What are we gathering together for like this? What are we actually hoping to have happen from this time? And I suspect for most of us, the reason would be awakening. I want awakening to the truth. I want to be able to live as that. I want to be authentically who I am, what I am. And I'd like to stop being what I'm not, you know, perhaps even, or just as importantly, maybe even more important. And it's easy to put that awakening out in the future. It's easy to say, and we touched upon it in the satsang, it's easy to say, when I reach this set of circumstances and this, you know, in my world, and when I reach this inner feeling, when my experience is this way, or, you know, maybe when my experience is constantly this way, then I will recognize that I have arrived. And there's this imagining that we all do, that there is some finish line in the future where we'll know that we are awakened. And that is going to cause us to suffer if we kind of continue with that. I'd like to bring it more immediate now into this moment. What do I mean by that? I mean, what we would hope to achieve from a profound and grounded and stable awakening is experienceable right now in this moment. And for the rest of our existence in this body, that seeing is going to deepen. There's going to be some epiphanies, some realizations, some seeings. All of those are just going to serve you to be able to be right here in this moment, with less and less agitation, less and less pushing against and grabbing onto, sort of the two movements of ego. One is pushing against this thing that I don't want, and the other is trying to grab this thing that I do want. And of course it does that because it sees opposites, it sees two. It sees the separate sense of self and it tries to push against that. So it's trying to push against itself constantly. And then it sees what it perceives as the self and says, okay, I want that. I'm going to try to grab that. And that just serves to make our awakening seem in the future, as if there's some finish line, as we were saying. And it's true that you will have this ever unfolding deepening. The mind and body can always reflect the truth ever clearer. It's still happening for me even now. I've got just as much out of this retreat as hopefully you all have as well. My own deepening is still occurring in the mind and body. We must recognize what is right here, right now, that is present and already absolutely how it is. It's not going to get any better than it is right now in this moment. If there only is this moment, and this moment is one unending thing that's continuing, then the future that we're trying to get to should be available right now in this moment. And that is the purpose of gathering together like this, for all of us to, there's just the one being, and it's learning this whole weekend through all of these different bodies, all these amazing questions and the answers. Everyone is able to learn from each other. There isn't really all of us on this retreat, as I'm sure you're aware. There is just the one being talking to itself about itself, and understanding on an ever deeper level. But the real intangible, formless aspect, the manifestation is always changing. The mind, the body is always going to be deepening. The unmanifested aspect of you, that which is invisible and intangible, is never going to be any more perfect than it is in this moment. That has to be really recognized, that it's going to be 20 years from now when you experience that self that you are. It's going to be exactly the same as it is now. And it's been exactly the same even before you were born. And of course, it perhaps wasn't recognized then, but it's exactly the same. So to recognize that will allow us to have what we want right now in this moment. And really, honestly, if we dig deep down inside, what do we really want out of our awakening? What do we really hope that it will give us? And really, if we absolutely drill it right down to the most basic aspect, we want to not be able to suffer at all, ever again. We want to experience peace. We want to be able to go through our existence, whatever occurs in our life, whether something good or wanted happens, or something goes a different direction to what we were expecting. We don't want to be able to suffer from that, do we? We want to just be able to take everything in our stride with a trust and a knowing that, okay, I thought it was going this way and it went this way. This way must be better. Let's just relax and see what comes out of that. It's very different to how most human beings live, isn't it? It's very different to the way that we tend to push as an egoic sense of self, okay? It looks, I really have to have it go this way. This is the way. I'm certain this is the right way and I'm going to go this way. And then I'll suffer tremendously if life just goes that way anyway. And the fruit of a deep seeing, the benefits of a deep and profound seeing that has been allowed to permeate all of your existence is available in this moment. In this moment, our meditation again is a practice that we can then apply to our entire existence. And it's possible for a human being to experience everything that a human being can experience, including the presence of the body coming, the entire duration of the body, and then the body leaving, and to still feel that same equanimity, that still the same harmony, that same sense that everything is absolutely fine and that I have this body but I don't need it. I can enjoy it but I don't need to fear its end. And even perhaps even more immediate, this sense of I don't need anything from my world now. I don't need anything from my relationships now. I don't need anything from my family now. I don't need anything out of my career now. I don't need anything out of my awakening even now. What do I mean by that? I mean, more and more, there's just a fullness inside, a feeling completely at home and peaceful in my life. No matter what is happening in my world, I don't need anything from it. So I'm not looking to anybody, to anybody in my life to make me feel respected or to make me feel loved or accepted, or to make me feel safer, or to make me feel worthy. That's not how we're operating with a deep and profound awakening. I'm just full within myself. This emptiness is full. This nothingness is absolutely full of love. And it has this effect upon a human being where it becomes very ordinary, very normal for them, very stable, very grounded. And there's just an inability then to push against anything or to try to grab. It doesn't make you a doormat. It doesn't make you someone that's going to get walked all over. It actually sometimes has the opposite effect. Finally, we can stand up for ourselves. We can love ourselves equally as we love everyone else. The same self is seen everywhere in all these different faces. So right now in this moment, there's an opportunity to feel completely at home in your life, to feel completely at home in your body, to feel completely at home with your mind. And now, how is that accessible? What has to shift for that to occur? It's simply to let go of this insistence that this moment should be different than it is. If you look at the great sages and saints and awakened beings that have walked this planet, they all have one thing in common. They express it all differently, but they have the one thing in common, and that is that they can no longer argue with reality. They can no longer say that what has shown up in this moment should not be. They've no longer got any capacity to say that they are not how they should be. It doesn't mean that they are no longer growing, that they've stopped, that they've reached some final end point. It's just that that growth and expansion in the manifestation in the body and mind and in life is happening from a sense of completion. Okay, this is perfectly as it is right now, and it's also going to seem to get even better. It's a very different experience as a human being than coming from an incompleteness and needing my awakening, my life, my relationships, my work, whatever it is that we're doing that with, to dictate how happy I am, to dictate how peaceful I am. So when a human being achieves this, when they just let go of pushing and pulling completely, something amazing happens. That human being begins to have an effect then upon everyone else around them in the vicinity. That human being begins to affect everyone that they come across without saying a single word at all. Why? Because a human being is probably the only person around that is not in this push-pull relationship with themselves, first of all. No ability to say that they should be different than they are in this moment. Absolute, total respect for how they are in this moment. It doesn't mean that they want to stay that way. It doesn't mean that they wouldn't like to change some things. But absolute respect, how I have already shown up in this moment is already how shown up in this moment. And fighting against that is pointless. Why? Because you've already manifested this way in this moment. How that manifestation continues, it's a three-dimensional, ever-unfolding manifestation. There's no end product. Manifestation isn't a, okay, this is the end point and I'm done here. It's just an ever ongoing sculpting of the clay that is you, the manifestation. And it can get ever more beautiful. And that happens quite naturally when we accept totally how this moment is. It's not the same as liking it. Loving this moment, ourselves and everyone else around us, does not mean we're condoning or liking, or we have to even enjoy. But it does mean we have to accept that this is how it is in this moment. So if there's some strong pain in your body, or if there is some relationship in your world that is absolutely falling apart, or if there is some job that you get passed over for promotion, of course you're not going to want that or like that. But there can be an utter honesty that this is how it is in this moment. When a human being comes to do that, and then perhaps more importantly, lives from that place effortlessly just by practicing again and again, acceptance of what is, then their life begins to change to reflect the what is becomes ever more beautiful. The unmanifest awareness stays the same, and how that unmanifest awareness showing up as manifestation becomes ever more beautiful. And you begin to affect everyone around you, have a marvelous effect on everyone around you just by your very energy, your very nature being completely still. You're no longer asking anything from anybody on a vibrational level. You're not kind of subtly saying, I need you to make me feel loved, or I need you to make me feel safe, or I'll stay with you as long as you make me feel worthy, or something like that. Now, lovers are doing that consciously, of course. But when that stops in a human being, the effect is quite transformational, and it begins to transform everything around it too, and everyone around it too. So this weekend is your time spent here in this retreat, but it's going to begin to spread outwards from where, right where you are, right where your body is. It can't be otherwise. When a human being comes out of conflict inside, conflict is saying, I am not how I'm supposed to be, then that begins to allow others to experience a taste of what that's like. Not by anything we're doing, just by what we're being, more and more effortlessly. And then you begin to give everyone else a taste of happiness in your that's in your life, in your world. Whether they realize what's happening or not is irrelevant. Maybe for the first time ever, those that you love, nearest and dearest, strangers you'll meet in the supermarket, just for a moment, maybe they can't suffer too. And what a wonderful thing that is. And what an amazing thing it is for a human being to experience. And that is available right now in this moment. Whatever state your body and mind is in, whatever state your life is in, your relationships, your finances, your career, whatever it is that is going a little pear-shaped. Maybe it's your awakening itself you feel is a little bit upside down. Then you can step into the awakened state right now. But if you just stop fighting with it, doesn't mean that it's going to stay if you accept it. This is what is. It doesn't mean also that you have to like it. It's perfectly okay to accept what is and prefer it to be different in the next moment. You can actually stand like that. How it is right now is how it is, and to argue with it is a tremendous waste of energy. However, I would also like it to be this way as the unfolding progresses of manifestation. Perfect place to be, and then it's just going to come about because your word is law there from that place of truth. How it is right now is how it is, and there is absolutely no point in me rejecting what is, what has already shown up. You wouldn't go into a restaurant and place an order and then be surprised when that exact order arrives for you to eat, because that's what you were ordering. And we can begin to orient our life that way. What's shown up is what you were sculpting because of the beliefs and everything. And we can just accept that we were doing that, and we can let go a little bit more. So what's shown up is kind of what we unconsciously ordered. And now we can just accept that without fighting. Don't like it, but I can accept it. And I can be with this moment, maybe for the first time without any fighting against it. And then watch as it begins to change without you doing anything at all. For a human being to go through the rest of their existence, not pushing against anything, not grabbing hold of anything, not being scared anymore, not feeling unworthy anymore. not feeling disturbed anymore. There may be disturbance in the body, but they're not experiencing that as happening to them. It's just something that's happening in the vastness of their being. Their body feels this particular way, and their mind is moving this particular way. And we can all, right now, just put down the struggle against ourselves, the struggle against our awakening, the struggle against our existence, all of that. That's what we're going to go into now in meditation. We're going to literally practice that. When we get it right in meditation, we can get it right in our outer life, in our the rest of our existence. So meditation, again, whichever way you want to sit is fine, and eyes open or closed is also fine. We're just going to be here. Strange thing to say, but just to be here right now, exactly as you are. And what that means in actual experience is just a gentle letting go of any ideas that you need to be different than you are in this moment. And our mind may suggest, of course, things that need to change. And that's fine. But we don't even need our mind to be different than it is in this moment. We're just going to be right here, right as we are, right now. And when we do this, we are literally being the self right now. We stepped into it, letting go of any intention that anything needs to change in this moment. If I'm disturbed, I'm going to be disturbed. If I'm scared, I'm going to be scared as much as I can. Just going to let it happen. I'm going to give permission for my experience to be exactly as it is right now. If it's beautiful, it's beautiful. If it's awful, it's awful. But we don't have to suffer through those experiences. The suffering comes from pushing against, from saying, it should not be this way. I should not be this way right now. So just letting go of any ideas that anything needs to change about you right now. And that anything needs to change about this meditation or your experience. So again, just a very simple thing. Can you just be here with me right now? What's it like to just be here? Wherever your body is, whatever your mind is doing or not doing, however your emotions are moving or not, whether energy's flowing or not, whether the body feels well or not. Just be right here with me. There isn't anything that needs to change in this moment. Awakening is being that which cannot reject, cannot grab. And it's available right now, peace in this moment, when we simply just be here. I'm here, my body's here, my mind is doing its thing, and it's all just fine. Letting go of any intentions, things to be different. Any ideas that we need to be different? Honoring exactly how we are in this moment. Noticing that when we just be right here, that our body begins to respond to that, and we're not agitating ourselves, not disturbing ourselves. Authenticity is just being here, right as you are, right now. Peace comes from just being exactly as you are. What happens when you stop trying to be different than you are in this moment? Just because we've been fighting against ourselves for a long time doesn't mean it has to continue. One more second. And from time to time, mind will decide that something needs to be different in this moment. Or it will decide that we need to stay like this, or that we're going to lose this. Just let your mind be exactly as it is in this moment. You can simply be that silence, that self, that spaciousness that isn't arguing with anything at all. And our meditation becomes something extraordinarily simple. Just watching whatever goes on in the mind and the body. And making no attempt to make it any different. Can you give yourself permission to be exactly as you are right now? What if nothing actually really needs to change in this moment? What does that feel like? Right now you are already the self. Right now you are already perfect. Right now you are already good enough to experience peace. Self-acceptance is peace. Self-acceptance is love. Right here, right now, right as you are, is perfect. Just a simple recognition that I can be right here. Already it's possible to be an acceptance of what is. You already have that capacity and you're stepping into it right now. Enjoying how it feels to just be right as you are. Not needing anything or anyone or even ourselves to be different. Relaxing into this moment exactly as it is. Whether the body is disturbed or calm, whether the mind is disturbed or calm, we will be peaceful if we totally allow them to be as they are. It's not really true that you can be any more perfect than you are right now. It's just this vast expanse of consciousness taking the shape of a human being. And all that comes with that. Just be here with me right now. Don't say this should not be. Or this should be. Can bathe your body and mind in the love and acceptance that is what you are. Allow it to nourish your body. To nourish your mind. Everything is exactly happening as it's supposed to. Nothing is going wrong. You were never wrong. And you don't need to be fixed. Just be here with me, just as you are. Stepping into authenticity right now. Stepping into acceptance and love. And peace. Enjoying how it feels to just be here. Not needing anything from yourself, not needing anything from this moment. Forgetting our shoulds and our shouldn'ts. Forgetting our intentions. Appreciating that which is already here. Just being here, exactly as you are. And our meditation becomes a way of being. Our meditation becomes a way of orienting ourselves. Right here, right now, you are exactly how you're supposed to be. You could never be other than you're supposed to be. There is no supposed to be in reality. loving acceptance of what is brings peace. Enjoying how it feels to just be here with me, being this awakened state right now. Giving mind and body the permission to be exactly how they are. Being right at home in this moment. This place where acceptance and love and authenticity are all one. Enjoying how it feels. To not be in opposition with this moment, to not be in opposition with yourself at all. Right now, you are already perfect. You are already complete. Your body and mind is simply coming to reflect this perfection more and more. Just by being here with me. So in a few moments, we will be bringing this meditation to a close. We will be moving our bodies and interacting. And again, I'll say that that doesn't mean anything has to change for you. In any moment, we are either being the self or we are being our mind. You know, any moment we are either being authentically what we are in this moment, whatever that is, or we're pushing against. And it's our choice in every moment to lovingly accept exactly as we are right now. Whatever the body and the mind experience can be completely accepted. Thank you.